It is a sound that I have never heard. It is the sound of feet pounding against pavement in perfect unity, the sound of 1,000 pairs of shoes slapping against dirt. It is the sound of people walking against adversity as a unit, as a platoon of hope. It is the sound of marching men and women fighting for a change, the cacophony of forward momentum. I have not heard the sound of a battle march, the sound of soldiers in another country fighting for our protection. I have not heard the sound of African Americans marching, stalwart, for their rights. Or even the sound of women beating a path of justice through the major cities in America while demanding gender equality and equal rights. I have not heard the sound of a march, but the sound lives on in me. The marches for justice, those valiant fights for equality, thrum through the chambers of my heart in a steady beat reminiscent of strong footsteps paving the way to righteousness. These marches and their purposes, their efforts, are all uniquely important and exponentially brilliant in our history. But they are symbolically so much more than the messages that they sought to convey. These marches exemplify our American grit, our strength against emotional and judicial evisceration. These marches are our history, the manifestation of American will to progress. It is this very same drive, these strides made toward equality, justice, and progression, in which our hope for the future lies. I realize as I read of protests from 50, 100, and 200 years ago, that Americans have always been seeking betterment. It is our history to pine for and pace toward progression. When in 1775, American men fought in their regiments in the Revolutionary War, they were striving for independence and betterment. When in 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. led over 200,000 Americans through Washington to advocate for equality between the black and white communities, he was fighting for progress and betterment. When in 2017, women marched in nearly every major city in America, they were marching toward the goal of gender equality and betterment. These marches were our hope in the moment, but in their wake, they are the catalysts as our hope for the future. Our hope for the future exists not in the individual marches, not even in the individual groups who marched and protested. No, our hope for the future lies in our willingness to change it. For as long as Americans have been living in the United States, they have been speaking out against injustices and working steadfast to right them. They have been marching, both literally and metaphorically, for the changes that they sought. No change, no hope, can exist when we sit by idly while the injustice in our lives continues to grow and intensify. But Americans have demonstrated countless times in the past that we will not sit by idly in the face of adversity. We will march. We have and continue to persevere. Herein lies our hope for the future, a hope that shines brightly in our history. It is from this history that I have learned to defend what I believe in, to stand for justice and speak righteously for those without a voice. I have learned not mute, amicable nodding, but strong and vocal campaigns for goodness and betterment. From history, I have learned that black and white men are equal, men and women are equal, religions and countries and preferences and human beings as people are equal. I have learned that what ought to be equal but isn't must be fought for. I have learned hope, just as millions of other Americans have learned hope. And I have learned pertinacity, just as millions of other Americans have learned pertinacity, have learned the path toward betterment and attaining goodness. History is not doomed but destined to repeat itself, for we as a nation and as a people have historically sought betterment. This pattern of inheritance reveals to me that our country and its citizens will continue speaking against the injustice in the country and the world as a whole. No force is as strong as our will to advance. No force is as strong as our collective voice, as our million shoes slapping against pavement and evil. And that voice, that general march for betterment, will prevail as it always has. I have not heard the sound of a million feet marching in unison against the discord of injustice. But the beating of steps against disharmony is the same steady beat as exists inside my chest, safe in my ribcage. Our hope for the future exists in our willingness to change it, in our historical drive to disintegrate the bad that surrounds us. Onward we forge toward betterment, just as we have for centuries, with our physical and metaphysical moral marching. It is our history to do this, our history to progress, that lends us this hope, for we have fought historically for what we believe in. No matter our battle, no matter the opponent and plight we may face, we have hope so long as we continue marching.